Simon & Schuster Audio presents Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur, read by the author.
The foreword. I don't feel like the girl who wrote Milk and Honey anymore. I feel like her mother, or her grandmother. Close enough to her, but not her. The girl who wrote this was so naive, young, eyes like mouths of fish wide open with wanting. The entire process of writing the pages that follow was otherworldly. She was otherworldly. Like a beautiful extraterrestrial who does not belong on this planet, but found herself on it. She had the capacity to consume the entire world with her fist. The girl who wrote Milk and Honey saved my life. She was born, left, and lives within these pages. Today is May 10th, 2016, 6:33 p.m. I feel older than I did when this journey started. More tired, exhausted, weathered, but a lot more sure of myself, with a better sense of what I'm doing and why. I am a body within a body, more than one life at once. Every day a new person becomes inside me. I think this is what growth feels like. What do you say when the book with your name on it is so beyond your name? How do you reflect on a creation that was so natural, it spilled out of you like blood? When the poems came like bullets, I pulled the words out of me like the remains of a gunshot. I had no choice. Otherwise, I'd rot. The poems absorb me, and I absorb the poems. The way a fetus soaks in an amniotic sac, how the ocean swallows its swimmer. I was hungry. Milk and honey is what my pain sounds like, how I cry, also my joy. I have watched it become our collective journey, how we mourn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?